Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today by supporting the Going In Raw Patreon. You can enjoy access to the live taping of the show, exclusive merchandise, and patron-only episodes, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description. Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw Countout, the only show here at youtube.com/Steve and Larson where we count things down. It's been a couple of weeks since we've actually had like a legit count out, because the week before
was predictions.
Sounds
right.
Which, like, we filmed as a count out, but then we had to completely scrap and change.
True, because the card was completely changed.
Because of meningitis.
Meningitis and or the mumps.
Yeah, and then last week we just didn't do one. Sometimes
it's my fault. I've been sick for like the last month.
So. Hey, look, this is what I tell you. We are our own bosses. So, like, I'm not going to break myself. Because then we're going to start hating pro wrestling. If one week somebody's feeling under the weather.
Take the foot off the gas a little bit. I understand.
It's okay. People understand. And on top of that, we had two high quality pieces of content that went up. Our Friendo draft, which is a huge deal. And my Impact Wrestling review. You know, they had me calling it GFW there for a bit. And now I can't call it that anymore.
Oh, GFW had you calling it GFW.
Did you see that Moose and Stefan Bonner?
I saw
both gave me very positive tweets. Us on our Going In.
I saw that.
Raw podcast Twitter account.
I saw that. It's very exciting.
Moose. Anyways, we're not here to talk about Moose, Larson.
Why not?
What are we here to talk? I'll talk about Moose all day long, man.
Yeah, me too.
Moose. He's great. Are you going to watch Bound for Glory with me?
When is that? Is that next weekend? 5th?
Yeah. This weekend. It's coming weekend. It's a lie now. You know, you got to come over here. You know, it'd be awesome. You know, it'd be the greatest thing ever.
If we had an office.
Well, that'd be cool, too. But if there was like a bar in town that ran Impact pay-per-views.
Pipe dream.
Oh, yeah. I'd have to open one.
Is there even a bar in town that'll play WWE pay-per-views these days?
Probably not.
No.
They used to have, what are they, blast zones? You go and saddle up, pay like $5 to go
something
in there.
Like that, yeah.
Get a freaking brewski. Friggin' hot dog or hamburger.
Yeah, plate of chicken wings.
Yeah, I watched, did I ever tell you my Miz story?
I've heard it several times.
I watched, well, they might not know, and then we'll get to the count out.
You've relayed the story on air before.
I watched a WWE pay-per-view.
Which one?
Oh, I don't know. 4 or 5 seats down, but empty seats down from the Miz at, like, I swear to God, it was just me and the Miz at a Hooters in, I want to say Santa Monica, California, in 2001, probably 2001, and I didn't really know. I kind of knew his face. I kind of knew who he was, and then he became a WWE superstar. Mm-hmm. And I was the best, in my opinion, top Intercontinental Champion of all time,
and a future Hall of Famer.
Absolutely, we're not here to talk about Miz. We're here to talk about Kurt Angle, Larson.
So, yeah,
about 9 months ago or so, when there were rumors that Kurt Angle was making his return back to the WWE,
it might even actually have been after they announced he's going to the Hall of Fame.
Oh, okay, all right.
I remember when that announcement was made. It was late January of this year.
Okay, all right. We did a list of WWE dream matches, Kurt Angle, that we wanted to see for Kurt Angle in WWE.
They were all matches against people he had never actually had matches against before, though.
Right, exactly. And so we decided to come up with a new... Things have changed. He came back at TLC. He wrestled there. He tweeted out or he Instagrammed out this picture of him with a seamstress working on some new gear for him. He's going to be appearing, I believe, on the UK show after Raw. Getting the feeling that there might be a wrestling capacity there. We're not sure if he's actually going to be wrestling at that show. But there seems to be the indication that plans are for Kurt Angle to wrestle again on a part-time basis.
Yes.
Maybe for big pay-per-views.
Yes.
And
occasionally on Raw, maybe.
Yeah, he's been cleared so he can do whatever they want him to do. And so it's a completely different landscape in the WWE today than it was 9 months ago. And so we came up with a fresh batch of feuds for Kurt Angle based on what's going on in the WWE today. Let's say he's back on a part-time basis for a couple of years. Let's say like 2 years or so. He's back on a part-time basis before he decides to hang it up if he wants to. Here are 10 feuds that we think Kurt Angle needs to have before he retires
Yeah.
in the WWE. Number 10.
Ten.
Triple H. The game.
They've had matches before.
Yeah, plenty of matches.
Lots.
They had some great matches back in the Attitude Era.
But you could draw on that history to have another feud and another match.
Exactly.
Especially at one of the major four pay-per-views.
At this point in their careers, what are Triple H and probably Kurt Angle going to be relying on?
Legacy.
And storytelling.
Oh, yeah.
In the ring, because once the body starts to give up on you, you got to go to storytelling.
You can't do the high spots anymore.
Which has resulted in many a great match. I'm thinking of Triple H and Undertaker with Shawn Michaels as guest ref.
Triple H and Seth Rollins just this last year at WrestleMania was a very good match.
Example.
Storytelling.
Exactly. Great example. And so I think this is a Mania-level match that can potentially steal the show. I think these guys can put it. It could be the kind of overbook thing we saw with Sting, perhaps.
But I don't think it needs to be.
I don't think to that degree this needs to be at all.
Also, Triple H, I know his appearance in South America around TLC, where he flew down to have a match to fill in for kind of both Kevin Owens and AJ Styles, was kind of a one-time thing. But I know he's also scheduled to wrestle, I believe, in this upcoming European tour.
Yeah. I think
so. He seems like he's getting himself back in ring shape for something.
Well, he knows that he's a Mania guy now.
Yeah,
he's a Mania, and then maybe he wasn't at Survivor Series, was he? Okay, he's a Mania, and then when he kind of needs to be, that's where Triple H is, and it's kind of on par with what I think they're going to do with Kurt Angle. And so this, and the storyline is kind of already built in. Of course, Kurt Angle right now is a GM of Raw. Maybe something to do with the lead up to Roman Brock could parallel, Kurt Angle, Stephanie, and then Triple H.
Yeah.
Leading into Mania.
Could be.
I could see that totally.
Definitely.
It'd be good. Who do you think would, at the end of each of these, I'm going to ask you a question. Who comes out of this feud on top?
Kurt Angle should win this one.
All right. Triple H. Maybe might not book himself to win this one.
He's lost his last two WrestleMania matches against Seth and against Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns. That's right. That didn't count. Number nine.
Nine.
Brock Lesnar. This probably wouldn't be great for Kurt Angle's health.
No, but given their history, they can put on great matches.
One of the
last
best.
Seen, I believe, at WrestleMania 19.
One of the best WrestleMania matches ever was when Brock Lesnar almost decapitated himself by coming off the top.
With shooting the star press.
Shooting star press.
Yeah.
So there is absolutely definitely history there. Their careers kind of paralleled each other on their way up. Brock, of course, was in WWE a lot shorter time than Kurt Angle was back in the day. But, you know, they were there at the same time. They had, like you said, that classic match. Both guys are obviously a lot older.
Yeah.
Brock doesn't really like to do as much in the ring these days.
You know,
it'd
be cool if they did make this a shoot wrestling match.
Oh, God. I don't like that. Kurt Angle's going to get hurt.
He won a gold medal with what?
A broken freaking neck.
He'll be fine.
I'd love to see that. I just
I'm not saying
Brock
like
still trains. I think
I'm not saying
time
no holds barred. I mean like a classic, like a wrestling match, like an Olympic.
No,
wrestling
I know.
Match.
I understand you're not talking about a bare knuckle death
no,
match.
No.
You know, like an underground bare knuckle.
No, this will not be taking place on a barge in international waters. No.
Okay, or a farm somewhere. I watched Snatch this past weekend.
Oh, yeah?
You know, say what you will about that movie. It's all style over substance.
It is.
But Guy Ritchie actually had a pretty decent flair for dialogue.
Yeah.
The dialogue in his movies was always very charming, and I appreciate that in a guy. His characters were good. Anyways, yeah, Brock doesn't really like to do much in the ring these days, and I think that could benefit Kurt Angle not getting killed.
I don't know, taking a bunch of German suplexes on the neck probably isn't that good.
Yeah, so they'd have to not do that, but that's kind of all Brock does these days.
Wrestling match.
A shoot wrestling match. All right, a shoot wrestling match. Who wins this? Who comes out on top?
If it's a shoot wrestling match, then have Kurt Angle win.
Wait a second. Hold on. You just said shoot and have him win. It doesn't work that way. Shoot means real, Larson. It means real.
Well, like the match is unscripted.
Yeah.
So in that sense, it's real, but you can say Kurt wins.
How about the entire thing is shoot, except at the very end, he gets an Angle slam in and gets the win.
Done.
All right.
I like that.
Right now, according to you anyways, Kurt Angle's 2-0.
Yeah.
All right. I like it.
Yeah.
Let's see where this goes.
Well, you think Brock, well, if it's a traditional professional wrestling match, then yeah, Brock will probably win.
Okay. Well, I like your idea of the shoot. Let's go with that.
Yeah, it's a better idea. No.
Kurt Angle's 2-0. Number eight.
Eight.
Braun Strowman. Braun. I like this because
the story's set up.
Yeah, exactly. Braun cradled Angle like a little baby while putting him in that power slam through the table. And that could, you know, I mean, Braun is basically a powder keg anyways. as soon as he doesn't get his way, we've seen, he explodes. Kurt Angle, of course, being the authority figure there on Raw, could be in the way of Braun getting something.
Well, what does Kurt always say? Here on Raw, we settle things where?
In the ring.
So if Braun has a problem,
yeah,
wants to air some grievances,
yeah,
they do it in the ring. They settle it in the ring.
That's right. Absolutely. I think it would be great. Here's the thing about Braun Strowman, too. He seems legitimately like kind of a cool guy who wants to get better, wants to improve, and learns a lot.
Yes.
He's kind of on the fast track to the like one of the top spots in the company. And I can't think of a better guy for him to learn from than Kurt Angle.
Agreed.
Who has a wealth of knowledge about professional wrestling.
Yes. Storytelling. Mm-hmm. In-ring ability,
yeah.
Character work, yes, I agree.
Yeah, I think it'd be fantastic. I think it'd do wonders for Strowman, both on camera as a character, behind the scenes in his learning phase,
yes,
which he's still going through. So Bronzo, okay, let me ask you now, who comes out on top of this feud?
This is a professional wrestling match, right?
Professional wrestling match.
Oh, Braun Strowman shit.
It'd have to be Braun.
A shoot wrestling match.
No, there's no indication that Braun knows how to shoot wrestle.
Well, then Kurt Angle would win easily. The shoot wrestling match.
Okay, but we're not running down specifically only shoot wrestling matches.
I'm changing your rules.
Oh crap. Okay, fine. Are you exercising veto power right now?
Well, I'm not vetoing anything, because I'm doing what you want me to do, but I'm adding on top of it.
Oh, okay. You're making them better, is what you're
saying.
Yeah. Okay. So, what are we at right now with the Kurt's record?
2-3-1. No, 2-1. Sorry,
2-1. But that's professional wrestling, right?
Yeah. If it's shoot, it's probably going to be pretty much 10-0, maybe 9-1.
This next one might give Kurt
that might be
fits.
The one.
Let's talk about him. Number seven.
Seven.
Jason Jordan. So of course this is Kurt Angle's son. I've got some notes written here. He desperately needs to turn heel. Maybe as some sort of, I have this written down, some sort of evil robot wrestling machine.
This gimmick still isn't better than Green Grocer, though.
Maybe we can do both. We'll make them both better. Maybe he gets into a car accident on the way to Kurt Angle's GM anniversary party. He needs electronic parts for his body after that, and blames his dad, thereby leading to a feud to determine who the real wrestling machine is. And they could do a crossover with that upcoming Justice League movie, because one of the dudes in that is a cyborg and he's got all sorts of wrestling machine parts
on him. If that's the plan, they better expedite this feud immediately, because that movie's coming out in 2 weeks.
You know, Kurt Angle called himself the wrestling machine back in the day, and then his son could be the actual wrestling machine, so it could be wrestling machine versus wrestling machine.
That's a very different and, I dare say, science fiction take on the whole thing.
Triple H was Terminator Hunter / Terminator.
But he's also a Terminator. It's like Decker from Blade Runner. He was Blade Runner Hunter. He was Blade Runner. He was a replicant hunter.
Yeah.
But he might have been replicant too.
Exactly. But here's the thing. They don't need any build up to that necessarily, because we've seen with Triple H, there was no build up to him being Terminator and Terminator Hunter.
No.
So they can do it with Jason Jordan. I like it. Jason Jordan as wrestling machine literal versus metaphorical wrestling machine, but the added layer of family involved. I like this. In any event, even if they don't go with that, it could be a really, really good match.
Oh, it'd be a fantastic match.
This could be a great match.
Especially if it was a shoot wrestling match.
Now, let's take this in the realm of shoot wrestling matches. Who wins this?
This is a toss-up.
This is a big toss-up right here.
Because Jason Jordan was a collegiate wrestler, has a wealth of amateur experience. Granted, he never won an Olympic gold medal.
Mm-hmm.
Advantage Kurt in that respect.
Yeah.
Kurt is probably a good 25 years older than Jason Jordan.
Yeah.
So you got the youth versus experience battle going on there. This is a toss-up.
Well, give me a winner.
It's hard to go against an Olympic gold medal winner.
All right. Kurt Angle. All right. So,
what about in a professional wrestling match?
I'll say this. Jason Jordan will not go over in a feud that is designed to put him over, meaning in a feud with somebody who's above him on the food chain, until he has a gimmick that clicks.
Yes.
That's not going to happen. So, like, for example...
Wait, you don't think this wrestling machine gimmick where he's literally...
Oh, no, if they did this, totally, he'd be top guy. This would be the road to Brock right here, because he's a machine.
Yeah.
A literal wrestling machine. And he could, like, have Data's brain. And so, like, they just input shoot wrestling, and, like, he would have all the styles in his brain. He would go, oh, no, I'm matching up against, give me a name.
Leo Rush.
Okay, accessing files for a very quick, small wrestler. And then he would know what to do. Number six.
Six.
Samoa Joe. Ooh, now
they wrestled in TNA, right?
They had history in TNA.
You're the TNA authority here. Tell me about their history.
They wrestled in TNA. There were factions called Main Event Mafia and Fortune.
I recall.
And Immortal. Joe was member of something in that. And Kurt Angle was.
Not too much of an authority, are you?
And I'm authority on to current day GF Impact. And so, but, I mean, my point here is actually written down. Who in the WWE Universe fan base has really seen it? What percentage? Let me ask you something. On any given night, you go into an arena.
20.
What, 20? You think that many people?
I'm being generous. 20. No, 20 people. No, 20%.
20 people. I think you're closer to right. I think it's 20 people. If they went to an arena on any given episode of Raw and said, okay, everybody be quiet. How many people in here have seen Samoa Joe and Kurt Angle wrestle in TNA?
No, I would say an average arena. Let's say an arena holds 10,000. I'd say 10%, 1,000 people.
Not a
depending on the town.
Not a chance.
Depending on the town, yeah.
Oh no, I would say 100. If that, I'd say 100. I'd say 1%. 1% is a good number.
TNA. No, 1% is an awful number.
Well, yeah, but for TNA, it's really good. How? What percentage of people in any given 10,000 person arena do you think is aware of going in Raw?
What were TNA's viewership numbers in 2010 or 2012?
I don't know, hundreds.
Higher than they are now.
Not by much, though.
I would think so, though.
Ratings 2010. Let's take a look at 2010.
So pick, yeah, somewhere.
It's always around 1 point something. They never.
So about half of what Raw does now.
Closer to a third, because okay. Raw usually has, let's say Raw does 3 million.
Ratings aren't necessarily, is that viewership or is that ratings? Because ratings isn't necessarily indicative of actual people watching it. It's a percentage of people watching it.
It doesn't say.
Okay.
I don't know. Not very good, though. Oh, here we go. Okay, so January 4th, 2010, Monday Night Impact 3-hour special. That's when they went live, right? Viewership record 2.2 million viewers up against Raw.
And that was a 1.45 rating?
That was a 1.45. That's the best they ever did. They were usually about...
in the low ones. See what it is now.
Oh, it's 300,000 these days.
But like in terms of...
250 these days, 250,000.
Okay, but I mean in terms of ratings numbers.
Oh, it doesn't say...
Well, I know you have to look that up.
Yeah, no, it didn't do very good, man. I'm not going to look
it up. I'm saying it did better in 2010 than it's doing now.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, yeah.
That was my point.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, so it's doing
when you're watching between 2010 and 2012,
yeah,
and there's a lot more people watching TNA during that span than there is now, it makes sense that might be more people in the audience who've actually seen some of Kurt Angle and Samoa Joe's work maybe together while in TNA. That was my whole point.
I think
you're using today's numbers as basis for your percentage. Not 2010 to 2012 numbers.
Well, back then, Raw was watched by about 4 million people.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is like a quarter of that.
No, it's about half.
I think. What? What are you talking about?
Because the 1.45 translates...
1.45 translates to 2.2 million viewers.
Yeah.
And they did about a third of that. So what's a third of this? On average, they did about a third. No, they did two-thirds of this.
Okay, I was looking at the January numbers.
Yeah, I know, but come on, look at that. And you tell me, like, it just went down, so 2012 was probably even worse. Anyways, the bottom line is I think about 10 people in any given audience has seen that stuff.
At first you said 100.
Yeah, that's...
So now you're saying 1/10 of 1%.
Why is the high school...
Anyways, we're getting way, way off base here. We're supposed to be talking about Samoa Joe versus Kurt Angle. It'd be great. Samoa Joe is great. Kurt Angle's great. Mm-hmm. Both great in the ring.
Yeah, again, Samoa Joe has big problems with authority figures, and so that would be a great angle for him to, and on top of that, they haven't really addressed, like, Samoa Joe's never really had like a really long conversation with Kurt Angle on air. Nobody really has long conversations besides commentary, who has like a 3-hour conversation.
Enzo Amore.
And Enzo, oh my God, yeah. But like, you've never really seen Joe come up to Kurt Angle and say, hey, you're not me.
It's not even Joe.
We fought before. He's never said that before. So they need to say that and then do a feud.
Okay. pro wrestling wise, Joe goes over.
Yeah, for sure.
Shoot wrestling match. Ooh, that's still tough.
Is Joe a shoot wrestler?
I think he has some MMA training.
Well, so did CM Punk. You saw how that left. Kurt Angle wins here, dude.
Well, for a shoot wrestling match.
For shoot wrestling.
Yeah, pro wrestling.
Pro wrestling Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So what are the records now? Shoot.
Shoot, it's going to be 10-0.
Okay. Well, we don't know that. We haven't gone through the rest of the guys.
No, I can look through this. It's going to be 10-0.
Okay. Pro wrestling-wise, what are we at?
It'll probably be he wins one. It might be the opposite. It might be 1-9.
Oh, no. All right, number five.
Five.
AJ Styles, Bullet Club.
So they had matches in TNA too, yeah? Tell me about that, Steve.
Oh, well, last time they fought in TNA, Larson, was, if I recall correctly, June 6, 2013. They also had critically acclaimed matchups at Genesis 2010 and Sacrifice 2012. But this, of course, was before AJ Styles' time in New Japan, when he really elevated his game several levels above even his high standard in TNA. And so they have not wrestled since that time. So this would be really cool to see what they could do now.
Yeah.
This could be also one of those face versus face things. You don't really need a heel in this situation.
No.
It could be like a Kurt Angle, Shawn Michaels type thing from back at 2005. Of course, they've got history together, so that would make it even more compelling. They can draw on that history.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Without mentioning it directly.
Interesting note as well. Kurt Angle and AJ Styles also were two IWGP champions. Kurt Angle was actually a champion. I'm going to get this in the first entry, but I was. Did you ever look up the history of Kurt Angle's IWGP title run? It wasn't actually the New Japan title, but he kind of has a lineage thing with Brock Lesnar. We'll get to it when we get to a different thing. Yeah, I was reading about it last night. It's crazy. So there is some shared Japan history there as well. Not at the same time, obviously. But yeah, I think this would be great in terms of like what I'd want to see. This is up there.
Yeah,
really, really.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah.
This is super up there. Number. Oh
wait,
shoot! Wrestling match. Who would win this?
Oh, Kurt Angle.
Kurt would. Yeah, Kurt. Pro wrestling wise, that'd be AJ.
Probably.
It's passing of the torch.
Probably. Yeah.
Because Kurt, you know, if I'm going to draw a parallel to Kurt and Shawn Michaels, which is probably a loose analogy, Kurt won that one.
Uh-huh.
And not according to that quiz card.
Yeah. You know what would be ideal? What? A series between these two.
Oh, best of seven.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be good.
AJ wins 4-3.
I like it a lot. Comes down to the wire. Number four.
Four.
Seth Rollins. Yeah, it'd be good.
Burn it down.
The only problem with this is that you really couldn't do it.
Hold on. No, here's the story for this is easy.
Okay.
Have you not been watching the WWE 2K18 promotional materials?
Oh, they could bring that into kayfabe.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Seth, saw some security cam footage of you.
Based on the security cam footage, I believe I have the basis to set up a match between the two of us.
And then Rollins burns his car down.
It says, burn it down. Yeah.
Burn car down.
Yeah.
But, like, that's what I didn't really get, though. Isn't Rollins, like, a heel in those?
It seems that way.
Yeah.
I mean, he burnt the entire facility down.
I mean, he might be a good-natured arsonist, but you never really hear about that, do you?
No.
No, not really.
Although Randy Orton burned down Bray Wyatt's house, and he was a face, so.
Yeah, evidently arson is a face tactic in WWE. You know what would have been cool? Is if when 2K Games sent us to the WWE archives, if they just sent us the place that they used to burn like that stuff.
Oh, so it was just like...
So it looked like the burned archives?
Yeah.
That would be great. I was kind of disappointed that the archives didn't have everything in like shiny glass cases like in the thing. You know, here's Vader's mask in a shiny... It was just like, oh, that box right there, it's a bunch of crap that Hulk Hogan had. You know?
I found that very relatable because that's what my garage looks like.
Oh, I know, exactly. It was... To me, it sort of broke like the magic of it. It wasn't really relatable. It was like, this is what the Armageddon sign looks like? It looks like somebody just peed on it. It's all fake. It's all just fake, man. Then I started questioning what I do for a living.
Wow, yeah, an existential crisis at the WWE archives, huh?
Pretty much. No, it was at Olive Garden later that night.
Oh,
wait, where did we go?
Goodness.
It wasn't
Olive Garden.
Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm joking. I love the archives. It was great.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Anyways, So here's my idea. Here's my thing, though. It just illustrates what WWE really does need to do more tournaments.
They really do.
Because you don't need, like, they always need to have a face versus heel thing. Tournaments, you don't need that.
No. It's all about competition.
It's all about competition. Have some more tournaments, man. Twice a year, have a tournament. Once a year.
King of the Ring.
Bring back King of the Ring, and not just as a UK thing.
Yeah, and actually have the winner of King of the Ring get something out of it.
Yeah, I saw there
like was a title shot.
Pete Dunne posted some pictures this past weekend of him standing with the UK title in like an empty arcade, and then him like on the docks somewhere again with his UK title, and then he was in a suit in each picture, and I think he just had the tag like corporate, and I was like, what a magnificent metaphor for the UK title. Like, he cleaned out all two members of the UK division, and now there's literally nothing else for him to do.
I know.
Like, when are they going to get freaking set up a camera and have him fight people for the title?
I know.
Have him defend the belt on camera, on the network, so we can see that beautiful title and beautiful Pete Dunne. What are they doing?
They're not doing anything.
They're not doing anything. Have him just freaking, come on, just defend the damn title on Raw, man.
Or takeovers, at least. That's 4-5 times a year, defend the belt.
I want him on TV a lot more than that, though.
Oh, I agree. I'm saying at the minimum.
Yeah. Man.
Who was it, Seth Rollins?
What happened to Undisputed Era versus British Strong Style? I thought we were going to get that. Why weren't they included in the whole...
Oh, that'd been cool.
The thing that's coming up.
War Games.
Know about War Games, yeah.
Seth Rollins would win in a wrestling match, pro wrestling match, but Kurt Angle would win in a shoot wrestling match.
What about Pete Dunne? Is he going to fight Kurt
Angle? How can we put Pete Dunne on here? That'd been good.
I know, I should have. I think I thought about it late, and then I fell asleep. Next. So wait, what's Kurt Angle's record right now?
I think right now he's slated to win one pro wrestling match, but all the shoot wrestling matches.
Okay, good. Number three.
Three.
Shane McMahon.
This one might happen really soon.
This might actually happen very. This might. It might be announced
before this episode goes up. It's entirely possible.
That's right. That's right. Raw's on tonight,
so it could be announced tonight on Raw. We're shooting this on Monday.
I think
tomorrow night on SmackDown, they're probably going to build for it. The more likely thing, I think, is they'll be part of the respective Survivor Series team.
I think so. I think it's too soon for Shane to have another solo fight.
Yeah.
So I think you're right. I think they're going to be part of the teams.
And if that's the case, they could be building up to some sort of singles feud between the two of them, which would culminate either the Rumble or Mania.
Right, right, right. Yeah, I can see that happening at the Rumble, and then maybe Triple H at Mania.
Could be. Of course, these two had a classic match at King of the Ring 2001.
Who can forget the overhead belly-to-belly suplex?
Multiple times because the glass wouldn't break. Yeah. Because they got the wrong glass.
That's right. I just remember the glass break, but now I remember Shane hitting it and then just sliding down. Oh, God.
Yeah, apparently they got the wrong glass. And there's already, like, nuclear heat between the two of them.
Oh, my gosh.
Right now. Kayfabe.
Yeah.
After the SmackDown invasion.
Backstage update on Shane versus Kurt Angle.
Nuclear heat. So this match is ready to happen at any time.
Yeah.
Whenever they want to say, let's do it, it can be done.
Yeah.
And I think it'd be fun. I mean, Shane's match against The Undertaker at WrestleMania a couple years back was not good.
Mm-hmm.
But his last two matches, solo matches against AJ Styles at WrestleMania this year, and then just at Hell in a Cell against Kevin Owens.
It was really good.
Both really entertaining.
Yeah, they're really entertaining matches.
So, knowing that Kurt Angle is a veteran, a pro, and a brilliant wrestler, I dare say these two could still put on a very entertaining match.
And Shane McMahon would, I'm sure, love to go through more glass.
Yeah. And also, Shane would probably be willing to do the job to Kurt Angle.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, in this case... Kurt Angle picks up another win both in shoot and kayfabe.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to check to see who won their 2001 matchup.
Oh, it had to have been Kurt Angle unless there was some interference.
Could be, exactly. Kurt.
Yeah, okay.
Man, that was a 26-minute long match.
Gee willikers. I remember it being pretty cool.
It's brutal. I remember that.
Yeah. Number two.
Two.
Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn.
Wow, that was Kurt Angle's third match of that night.
Oh, a tournament, huh?
Yeah, it was King of the Ring.
Wow.
That Edge won the final, and then Kurt Angle had two tournament matches before that match against Shane McMahon.
Oh, my gosh.
Holy moly.
That is crazy. Let's go back and watch that. What was that, King of the Ring 2001?
So Kurt Angle wrestled for 42 minutes that night.
Yeah. He's a wrestling machine.
Wow.
Sorry,
number two.
Yeah, number two, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn. I like Kevin. So we had Kevin Owens number one on that list we did before.
Yeah.
And now I think it's Kevin Owens. There's so many different reasons why this should happen. His ongoing authority issues, which, you know, with Shane, he's always had authority issues, be it on the authority's side or, you know, when like he was given the Universal title.
Yeah.
Or, you know, now against Shane. He's always had problems with authority.
Yeah.
And if him and Sami Zayn do, as we suspect might happen, interfere somehow and cost Team SmackDown the match at Survivor Series, they could be shipped over to Raw, perhaps. Yeah. Then there'll be Kurt Angle's problem. Kevin Owens, especially, we've already seen he can carry a match against, like, already we've seen it with Shane McMahon at Hell in a Cell. He wouldn't need to carry this match. But the cool thing about this is we've never seen this before.
Yeah.
You know, I know we did that in the list last time. But these two have never fought. It'd be fantastic. You know, Kevin Owens would be so geeked out.
Oh, yeah.
To do this. Conversely, we sort of lump these guys together because they're, you know, a team right now. And a lot of these are kind of the same reasons. Sami Zayn also has never fought Kurt Angle before.
Nope, we include him on our previous list, too. He's number three.
Right. His new heel persona is amazing.
Yeah.
So that'd be great. And, of course, Sami Zayn, we've seen what he can do. Shinsuke Nakamura, when he came into NXT, they had a Match of the Year candidate that year. Was that 2 years ago? And I'm sure he could do the same with Kurt Angle. I think it'd be a fantastic match.
Yeah, me too.
So both these guys, they're best friends. They're occupying the same space. So that we can bring 11 people into this list, not just 10. It's our show. We can kind of do that.
Yes. Wrestling-wise, Angle would beat Owens, but I think... Sorry, Owens would beat Angle, but I think Angle would beat Zayn.
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
Shoot wrestling-wise, Angle defeats both of them.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Yeah. So what's Kurt Angle's record right now?
He's... I think he'll finish 3-8 for pro wrestling.
Oh, right.
But a perfect 11-0.
Okay.
In shoot wrestling.
Okay, good. Number one.
One.
Shinsuke Nakamura. All right, so try to follow this. There's some interesting history here between Nakamura and Angle. So Brock Lesnar was the IWGP champion in New Japan. Okay, in 2008, I want to say. Yeah, 2000. What? Well, he had it for like 8 months.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Now, Lesnar and Nakamura did fight once. But, you know, it wasn't that great a match. I mean, it was a match. It was what it was. So he defended the title, I think, 3 times. At a certain point, there was a dispute. It was like a pay dispute and then like a work visa dispute of some sort. He felt he wasn't getting paid. And so maybe he manufactured like a work visa issue, said it was this. In any event, he had kind of a falling out with New Japan. Antonio Inoki, and by the way, I could be getting this completely wrong. Antonio Inoki... at some point during this, left to form his own IWGP offshoot called, I think, IGP.
IGF.
IGF, thank you, yes. And under that banner, Brock Lesnar defended his title. He lost it to Kurt Angle. At that point, they started referring to that title as the IWGP third title, which I believe along with the New Japan IWGP title, and I think one of the other titles, maybe it wasn't the Never Open Way, I think that's a more recent title, referred to that Kurt Angle title as the IWGP third title. That's what they called it. Nakamura, in the meantime, ended up beating Tanahashi at Wrestle Kingdom 2 for the IWGP title, which had been vacated earlier, and Tanahashi got it off of, I think, Fujita. Something like that. And then, so Nakamura, then the next month in February of that year.
Correct.
Beat Angle. Kurt Angle,
yeah,
to unify the titles. Yes. And then he went away for a spell, or then he turned heel with Yano, brought back Strong Style. And then he became the King of Strong Style that we know today. So this all kind of happened right before he started doing the Strong Style thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that being said, there's a little bit of weird, weird history there. And we love weird, weird history.
We do.
And so I think a Nakamura versus Angle rematch from their unification bout in February 2008 would be great.
It would be great.
It'd be fantastic. And again, this is a thing where you can rely on history and not the heel face dynamic. This is again why WWE needs tournaments. And it could be like a King of the Ring crossover brand thing.
Yeah.
You know, that'd be great.
That was my original idea. Universal title above brand.
Yeah.
Have a tournament to determine the new one and number one contender,
mm-hmm,
every year.
Yeah.
It's a great idea. They should do it.
Fantastic idea. But instead of the universal title, it'll be the universal briefcase. They can cash that briefcase in.
Whatever.
At SummerSlam. Only at SummerSlam. Mm-hmm. But the title of your choosing.
Okay.
It'll say Universal Briefcase.
It's a terrible idea.
I just made it worse. Anyways,
idea was good. You just made it worse. Yes.
Shoot wrestling. Shinsuke Nakamura. Shinsuke has some experience.
MMA experience. I know he has some professional MMA fights, but I have to give the edge to Kurt Angle.
Really?
He won the Olympic gold medal, man.
That was like a million years ago, dude. We were still in high school. I was still in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah. You were taking your, you had your excursion year. You took a year off.
That's not true.
I thought between high school and, no?
Nope.
Would you take like a part-time? Why did you graduate at the same time of college then? You know why?
Because I didn't know what I was going to do with my life.
Smarts.
That's why.
How do, what class did we meet in?
Well, I mean, physics. In high school? Yeah.
Yeah, physics. I was a junior. You were a senior.
Yeah, but also you had to audit calculus and I got an A in it. So this excuse doesn't work.
You son of a bitch. Anyways. Yeah, Shinsuke Nakamura is our number one. Let us know who you guys think in the comments you'd like to see Kurt Angle feud with during what is probably certainly his final run with the WWE. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.